The 50 chapters of the book are diary entries, annual diary entries, a kind of regular annual blog of the minister's life. And each on its own seems to be a set of kind of random events, random observations of local life and the wider context of international relationships. But as you look across the 50 chapters, each of which details the main events of the year in Micah's view, you begin to see interconnections, patterns, repetitions occurring. And Keith Costain says that Bulwhidder, the minister, is entirely conscious of the connections he draws between the coming of the cotton mill and the development of his parish, Dunmailing, from the status of a village, a clachan, to that of a bigger town. Between the French Revolution and the growing class antagonisms and sectarianism in Dunmailing. And between the French upheaval, the rise of industry, and the growing secularism of his people, which he observes with dismay until the Napoleonic Wars helped to bring them back to the church, to the Kirk in Scotland. So across the 50 chapters, you can see him beginning to draw causes and effects. He's beginning to see the natural laws underlying progress in his small parish town. And he's beginning to see the relationship between the changes in his little part of the world and the wider international community. The French Revolution, the Second British Empire, the Industrial Revolution in Europe.